Throughout this summer, a Senate panel has been looking into abuses at Arlington National Cemetery. The list of wrongdoing turns out to be quite long, and it includes almost 5,000 mislabeled graves, many thousands of tombstones that have been destroyed, plus millions in missing funds. For the first of today's backstory segments, we're joined by Mark Benjamin, Salon.com's national correspondent, whose year-long investigation called Grave Abuses at Arlington National Cemetery was responsible for not one, but two Army investigations and the current Senate panel. I'm very pleased that it brings Mark Benjamin to our show today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How did you first become aware that there might be problems at Arlington National Cemetery?
I first became aware that there might be problems in the spring of 2009. I was first approached by a former spokeswoman at the cemetery, a woman named Gina Gray, who had been fired and smeared after she, frankly, started learning too much about the problems there. And from there, I started talking with other former employees, current employees, and former contractors. And as I started to gather string, the picture just got worse and worse and worse. It went from missing money to missing bodies. And I soon learned those were closely related.
Hadn't you been writing about abuses at Army hospitals before that? Did this grow out of that?
It did to a certain extent in that, yes, I've been doing a series on Army hospitals and at various bases around the country, including Walter Reed. I did a big expose there before the Washington Post. And it wasn't so much that the topics were related, but the people that came forward from the cemetery had read those articles and felt like I was the kind of reporter that would dedicate the resources and the time and energy to uncovering this. So in that way, they were related.
Among the abuses you uncovered was that many gravestones incorrectly identify the remains of the bodies buried beneath them. How did that happen?
The way it happened is that, you know, Arlington, there are 330,000 graves at Arlington National Cemetery, approximately 30 burials a day. And while cemeteries all around the country, including those run by the Department of Veterans Affairs, Arlington is run by the Army, not the Department of Veterans Affairs, modern cemeteries are all computerized. They're all the grave locations are tracked by satellite, and the identity of the remains is tracked by computer. Arlington still buries everybody, keeps track of everything on little tiny pieces of paper here in 2010. And little pieces of paper go missing. And when little pieces of paper go missing, people get buried in the wrong spots and the wrong headstones show up, and sometimes headstones don't show up at all.
But wasn't Arlington supposed to be computerized like other cemeteries?
That's correct. And that was one of the things that kept me, that motivated me, is that starting about 10 years ago, the top cemetery officials began spending millions and millions of dollars ostensibly to computerize operations there. They hired a bunch of contractors that were very, very close to the top cemetery management and paid them somewhere between, and the Army, in fact, doesn't even know to this day how much money, somewhere between $5 and $20 million over the past 10 years to computerize operations. Nothing ever happened. They never got anything for the money. Today, they are still burying people at Arlington National Cemetery and taking care of the records the same way they did in the 1860s and 70s, which is little pieces of paper.
Well, isn't taking money and not doing anything for that a fraud? Isn't that a crime?
Well, that's a very good point. And there are a number of things about this story that could be criminal. In fact, during the recent Senate hearing that you mentioned, which was just a few weeks ago, the deputy superintendent of the cemetery who was in charge of all those contracts took the fifth. In other words, he did not testify on most of the questions on grounds that he might incriminate himself. So whether or not anybody's going to go to jail here remains to be seen.
How many misidentified graves did you find?
Well, I found less than a dozen, individual cases that I reported out. I mean, in other words, I tried to spread myself across the cemetery and show that the problem was across the cemetery, both chronologically and physically, to show that the problem was everywhere. I would say the indications that the problem could be massive. In other words, the Army did their own investigation into my work, and they looked at about 15,000 graves. And they found 211 potential problems. Now, there's, as I mentioned, 330,000 graves at Arlington National Cemetery. And it's important to remember, each one of those mix-ups is a domino reaction. So in other words, if you go out there and a headstone and the remains don't match, you might realize that the headstone for the remains are somewhere else. So then you got to go dig up that one and then the next one and then the next one. So what we're looking at certainly thousands of problems. We just don't know how many thousands of problems.
And didn't you find an urn with cremated remains in a trash heap?
I did. I found somebody leaked me documents showing that the workers at the cemetery had long claimed that when one person is buried under another, which is how it works at Arlington, and an urn is in there first, there's no protocol to make sure that the urn is taken care of. In other words, removed, then the second person is buried and the urn is put back. So, in other words, the workers allege that they routinely throw urns out accidentally into the landfill there. And I did find records of that. And in fact, when the Army went and did the investigation, they found four urns during their investigation just for over a few months that had been thrown in the landfill there. And in fact, we do not know how many urns are gone. I mean, this has been going on for years, probably decades. So, in other words, some of these problems cannot be fixed. Those urns are gone forever.
There's also the matter of unknown soldiers.
That's right. On several occasions, I documented over the past year at Salon.com cases where workers went out and the paperwork said, oh, this is an empty grave. And they went to go bury somebody in the empty grave and they discovered a casket already there, but they couldn't find any paperwork. And they didn't know who was there. So they, in the cases that I found, they just put dirt back on top of it, put some grass there and walked away and acted like they never found the remains.
They could have looked at DNA and figured out who those people were if they were recently killed.
Well, sure, and not only that, most people at Arlington National Cemetery are buried in their Class A uniforms. They have name tags on. And they didn't want to figure this out because of the domino. I mean, my reporting suggests they don't want to figure this out because of the domino effect. In other words, if you find one person and their headstone's in another location, then you have to dig down there, and their headstone's in another location, then you have to dig down there. They don't want to move dirt at Arlington National Cemetery.
So it's obvious that management at Arlington was not done very well. How long had the people in charge been in charge?
Well, the superintendent in charge of this disaster has been there since 1991. Now, that's Jack Metzler, Jr. His father, interestingly enough, Jack Metzler, Sr., was the superintendent prior to that. So that family's been in charge of the cemetery for decades. The deputy superintendent who took the fifth, because for arranging all these contracts that I mentioned, he's been working at the cemetery since the mid-1960s.
So that's Thomas Higginbottom?
That's Thurman Higginbotham, correct. Okay. He's the deputy there, and he's been there since the 1960s. So these people have been in charge while these problems have been taking place for decades.
Have they been forced to resign?
They have been forced to resign, which is one of the interesting questions. The Army, which runs the cemetery, is claiming, first of all, the Army allowed them to retire with full benefits just as this, you know, thing was coming to a head this summer, which is a really interesting. I mean, they received basically no punishment from the Army whatsoever. At the same time, the Army, which oversees the cemetery, is claiming, as difficult as it is to believe, that they knew absolutely nothing about any of this. They didn't know there were bodies buried in the wrong place. They didn't know the headstones were in the wrong place. They didn't know urns were being thrown out. And they did not know that millions of dollars was being spent on computerizing operations there, and nobody knows where the money is. That's the Army's argument here.
I'm talking to Mark Benjamin of Salon.com. He has been doing a year-long investigation called Grave Abuses at Arlington National Cemetery. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. There were several complaints of a hostile work environment from employees at the cemetery. Why didn't anyone outside of the cemetery come to investigate?
Well, that's a very good question. And some of the, in fact, the last two IT managers there quit in disgust. The last three of the last four spokespeople there were either fired or quit in disgust. I mean, you've got this whole chain of people. And the two last budget directors also quit in disgust because they started figuring out what was going on there. Almost all those people claim there was a hostile work environment there, and some of them have evidence that suggests very strongly that they reported this situation to high-level Army officials who, as far as I can tell, did absolutely nothing about it. And it seems that is because some of those high-level Army officials had very cozy relationships with Jack Metzler, who ran the cemetery.
Didn't one former employee accuse Mr. Higginbottom of hacking into her email account?
Yes, and in fact, in that particular case, she filed a former complaint. That was Gina Gray, the former spokeswoman, and she filed a former complaint with the Army's Criminal Investigation Command. The Criminal Investigation Command investigated, found that Higginbotham, or people who work with him, did hack into her account, and that they called that mail fraud. And in fact, you know, there's a formal investigation that I have on my desk that says this occurred, a mail fraud occurred, and it says that Higginbotham lied to investigators. And as far as I can tell, nobody at the cemetery or the Army took any action to hold him accountable for what he did.
There are military cemeteries all around the country. Do they have similar problems, or is this something unique to Arlington?
My reporting suggests very strongly that this is a problem that is unique to Arlington. The Department of Veterans Affairs, interestingly, oversees about 130 cemeteries across the country that hold the remains of veterans. My reporting suggests those cemeteries are run quite well. In other words, they are computerized, as I mentioned. They track grave locations by satellite. The Department of Veterans Affairs seems to do a pretty good job of taking care of those cemeteries. It is the Army that has really dropped the ball here. There has been some discussion in Congress about perhaps taking the cemetery away from the Army and giving it to the Department of Veterans Affairs to run correctly. And frankly, I think that would be a good idea.
Have we talked about the biggest abuses, or was there one that you uncovered that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I think the thing that is most shocking to me, the biggest abuse of all, is not caring and not reporting. In other words, my reporting showed, as you mentioned, urns in the trash, people finding remains where they shouldn't be, people, you know, knowing that people are buried in the wrong places, and being so callous as to basically do nothing about it. They would just, you know, cover these things up and fix them one at a time. There's one that I wrote about last year where they buried one soldier accidentally on top of another soldier and put the wrong gravestone up there and then never alerted anybody that there was a problem. And that's how they handled these things. They just covered them up and covered them up and covered them up. And I think that's as bad as the crime.
When you began, did you imagine that the series would last so long?
No, I anticipated writing somewhere between one and three stories over a couple month period. I'm still working on it. I've been on it for, I don't know, almost 15 months, and I've written, I think, over 30 stories. I did not anticipate it going this long, but it's an important thing to do.
A listener wants to know if there have been complaints from family members, and if these were if there were any recent troops involved.
Oh, yes. There are many complaints from family members. And in fact, sometimes the family member, I mentioned the one where one soldier was buried on top of another. The only reason the cemetery fixed that is one of the widows of one of the soldiers came out and found the wrong headstone there and went to the administration building and said, wait, there's the wrong headstone there. And they went and dug down in the ground and moved one of the soldiers to a new plot, but they did not even inform that second soldier's family. I figured it out, or somebody leaked me the materials, and I had to call the family and say, by the way, your loved one's no longer where you thought they were. They're in a different place. So there are many, many, many complaints from families that come in at a regular basis.
Haven't some of the headstones been destroyed?
Some of the headstones have been destroyed. There was a sort of a minor tussle about that. To me, it's not as serious of a problem. Back in the early 90s, there was a cemetery policy of using old headstones for construction purposes, and some people took offense to that. Since then, it has been cemetery policy to destroy old, used headstones so that they don't end up in somebody's driveway somewhere. So I think a little bit too much has been made of that, and I don't think it's as serious as people being buried in the wrong locations.
There's another scandal involved here, a press scandal. Didn't several mainstream outlets, including the New York Times, neglect to mention your role in uncovering these abuses?
Yes, that's correct. The New York Times did run a correction, I should say, in their defense. But, obviously we as reporters always want credit for our work, and I would say that there's been a lot of coverage of the Arlington scandal that has not correctly said that we've been working on this for a year. One of the things that I think is a little troubling about it, in fact, is that I think it's fair to say that mainstream press totally ignored this reporting for a year. It wasn't until the Army investigated my reporting and confirmed everything I had been reported, and the Army says it was a story, is when the mainstream press caught on and said, oh, it's a story, which is a little bit ironic because the Army, in my opinion, is not a particularly trustworthy party on this case.
David Carr, writing for the New York Times Media Decoded blog, said that you were living the dream because your reporting actually forced something to happen.
Yeah, those were kind words, and a lot has happened. I mean, they have at least, forced the two top officials to retire, and the Army is, there's a Senate investigation, there's a new commission run by Bob Dole and others to oversee the cemetery. Max Cleland, right, to oversee the cemetery. and the Army is now being hauled up to Congress, and the Army is saying they are going to fix things. Those are all good things, and I'm very pleased that there is activity. I have to admit that I still have serious concerns that because the Army has been in charge of this problem for so long, and it has gone on for so long, and they either knew about it and they're lying, or they didn't know about it, which is, as far as I can tell, just as bad. And now the Army is saying, well, yes, we screwed this all up, but now we're really going to fix it. I have my doubts.
Well, what would that involve? Uncovering all the miscategorizations and mismatched headstones?
That's correct.
And then correcting them all? That sounds almost impossible.
Well, it would be a big job, and I will admit that it would be a big job. The Army says that they call this our nation's most sacred shrine. That's the sign outside the cemetery. If that is true, if all this pomp and circumstance surrounding Arlington National Cemetery is the real thing, then I think we owe it to, and I think a lot of people would agree that we owe it to those soldiers that are buried there and their family members to make sure they're in the right place. And that would require going through all of the paperwork, all of the maps, figuring out any place that was a discrepancy, and digging down in the dirt to get it right. I mean, the Army sends people back to Vietnam to dig through the jungle to find remains to make sure that nobody's left behind in Vietnam or even World War II, but we're not willing to do the same at Arlington National Cemetery?
A listener wants to know if families pay for the burials and the headstones at Arlington.
No, they are paid for by taxpayer dollars, and it is in return for the service to our country. It's very difficult to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. You have to either be retired or you have to be basically wounded in action. I mean, these are, I think a lot of people would agree that these are the nation's, sort of most heralded service members.
So do you think there are more abuses beyond what your investigation and the Army report uncovered?
Oh, yes, I do. I think the scope of the problem is much more serious. In other words, the number of graves that are incorrectly labeled or people buried in wrong spots is certainly in the almost certainly in the thousands. I also think it's interesting that at this late date, we still do not know where all this money went. These millions of dollars that the cemetery, ostensibly paid to the buddies of the close managers. And the last question that I'm not sure we're clear on yet is who in the Army knew what when? I mean, in other words, if the Army if the mission, the Army takes its mission very seriously, if the mission is to run the cemetery, properly, that mission has failed. Who knew that it was failing? When did they know it was failing? And what did they do about it?
Mark Benjamin is Salon.com's national correspondent. He's conducted a year-long investigation called Grave Abuses at Arlington National Cemetery. And now he is getting some credit for all the work that he did and some credit for all the work you did at the Walter Reed Hospital.
Yeah, I did that back in 2004 and 2005. I spent a year, in fact, tracking 14 soldiers there who were not treated very well, and I did a series on that. It didn't get much attention, but the Washington Post followed up in 2007 and did a very, very good job. And they got more attention than I did, and some good came out of that, so I'm glad that they did it.
Well, maybe people will start paying more attention to your work as well. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.